It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And here we go. State basketball coverage continuing here tonight. The late game here on KNZA 103.9 FM across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Good evening from Hutchinson, the Hutchinson Sports Arena. We bring you the final game of day one of the girls class 3A state basketball championships. Brandon Tamman with you. Seth Tollison back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. We are courtside getting you set for Silver Lake and Santa Fe Trail. But before we dive into this one momentarily, let's get you caught up on the earlier games today. All of the top seeds have advanced so far. You look at the top seed at 2 o'clock today. It was Phillipsburg and Riley County. Phillipsburg, number one, or I should say number two ranked team in the state, but the number one seed in the field. They got a tough test from Riley County, who came out of the Marysville state. But Phillipsburg moving to 24-0. They advanced earlier today with a 40-27 win. Their opponent in Friday's semifinal will be Cheney, the Cardinals, the 4 seed. They get to 22-2 on the year. They beat the 5 seed Eureka. Final score there was 65-48. And then the game prior to this one, it was good down the stretch. Goodland, the defending champions, number one ranked and the number 2 seed, got up 25-4 early in the second quarter on number 7 Frontenac. But the Raiders of Frontenac came roaring back. It was a 1-point game going into the fourth quarter. But Goodland, the Cowgirls, defending champs, able to hold on, get the win 53-48. So Goodland, the defending champs, on Friday night will get the winner of this one coming up. Silver Lake, Santa Fe Trail. These two teams have already played this year, so these two teams familiar. Silver Lake, Santa Fe Trail, they met back on January 24th. It was all Silver Lake in that one, 55-36. Notes from that game, Silver Lake had a plus 15 rebound advantage. The second quarter, kind of the difference in that one, a 17-2 advantage for Silver Lake. They blew it open there, would go on to win that game against the Chargers. Kyle Porter, 30-year head coach for Silver Lake, surpassed 100 career wins earlier this season. All 3 years, he has gotten his team to the state tournament. Last year, the Eagles, they finished in third. They were the top seed coming in, but they lost in the second round to Goodland, who we just talked about, the defending champs. Then they would go on to beat the 2 seed Nickerson in the third place game. So the Eagles, right now at 22-1, they are the 3 seed, number 3 ranked team in the state, looking to try to get back to a potential state championship, but it'll be a tough road. On the other side again, Santa Fe Trail coming in with a record of 21-2. Outside of the loss to Silver Lake, their only other loss was back in early December to Osage City in overtime. Since their loss to Silver Lake back in January, the Chargers have won 11 straight. They're the number 10 ranked team in the state coming in. They're the 6th seed here with a record of 21-2. Their coach, J.C. Kramer, has some local ties. She played at Jefferson County North and played her collegiate basketball at Emporia State. She's off to a great start. Back-to-back league titles in the Pioneer League. Her first 2 years, head coach of the Chargers. She has won 40 of her first 47 games. And then the same on the other side again for Kyle Porter. Just 5 years ago, he led Royal Valley to a state championship. Now he wants to get Silver Lake back to a potential state championship. We got a beautiful one for you tonight to wrap things up. Day one of the state basketball tournament. It's the Eagles and the Chargers. We'll have more from Hutchinson after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Kellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here. Trust us. based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
From the Hutchinson Sports Arena, we bring you state championship basketball in the first round. Day number one coming to an end here tonight. The 3-6 matchup in the girls 3A bracket. The 3-seed Silver Lake Eagles taking on the 6-seed Santa Fe Trail Chargers. Again, these two teams meeting earlier this season, so very familiar. Back on January 24th, Eagles won that first one 55-36. Before we get to the starters, let's let you know how both of these teams got here. Santa Fe Trail, they won their sub-state at Anderson County. They were the top seed going in, beat Osawatomie in the first game, 87-9. They would beat Osage City in the semifinals, 46-37, avenging their only other loss outside of Silver Lake. And then they would go on to beat Anderson County in the championship, 64-45. Silver Lake, they won the Perry LeCompton sub-state. They were the top seed going in, beat Royal Valley in the first round, 74-32. Semifinals, they beat Moore Hill Mounts Academy 63-28 and then beat their rival in the championship, Rossville, that final 46-26. All right, let's do it. Let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with Santa Fe Trail. The Chargers at 21-2, number 10 in the state, number 6 seed coming in. Reagan Bussing is a 5'3 junior in the backcourt, 11.5 points per game. Abby Clark, a swing forward, 5'7 junior, over 8 points per game. Whitney Heron, a 5'7 junior guard, 5 points and nearly 5.5 rebounds per game. Sydney Whitaker is a 5'7 senior, 11.1 points per game. And their leading scorer is Kaylee Washington, a 5'10 junior post player. She is a Kansas softball commit. She's averaging over 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. So again, for J.C. Kramer and Santa Fe Trail, it is Bussing, Clark, Heron, Whitaker, and Washington. For Kyle Porter, third year head coach, for the Silver Lake Eagles at 22-1, they are the number 3 ranked team in the state and number 3 seed in this field. Mariah Farmer in the backcourt, 5'6 senior at over 6 points per game. You got Taylor Ross, a 6-foot senior forward at over 6 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game. You got the cousins, McKinley and Kaybryn Kruger. McKinley, a 5'6 junior, averaging 14 a game. Kaybryn, a 5'7 junior, averaging over 7 a game. And Silver Lake's best player is Kenzie McDaniel, a 6'1 junior, leading scorer and rebounder at nearly 15 points and 9 rebounds per game. She's already got a Division I offer from Abilene Christian. So, again, that's the big matchup here in this first round matchup for these two. It's going to be Kenzie McDaniel, Kaylee Washington. Those two you're going to hear a lot But again, first meeting does not really mean much. Now you got the state tournament. You win, you move on. Lose, your season is done. Thank you so much for tuning in. Home white uniforms for Silver Lake. Road blue uniforms for Santa Fe Trail. Eagles will go from left to right. Santa Fe Trail, they're going to go from right to left. The official has tossed it up, tipped off a couple of times, and the Chargers, the Santa Fe Trail, the opening possession, and we are underway. The final, quarterfinal here, day one of the tournament. And here's Washington, a quick drive from the top of the key and had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense there by Silver Lake. Last touch by the Eagles underneath. So the Chargers will throw it in. They set it up into the corner here for Bussing. Works back to the wing. Now to the top of the key with Whitaker. She drives. Difficult shot. Hits the iron and falls off, but gets her own miss and an offensive rebound. And now a second chance opportunity. A three is short. Another offensive rebound for Kaylee Washington. Here's another three by Bussing. This one missing. Finally tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. And now a fourth opportunity here on this possession for the Chargers. Had a couple good looks from three, unable to fall, so they get a couple of early offensive rebounds. Now trying to score here, 33 seconds in, no score. Here is Washington from the top of the key, works it left side on the elbow, and stops there, kicks it back up top to Bussing at the point. Hands it off to Clark. Clark drives in, one-handed floater, hits the rim twice, falls off, rebound for Silver Lake. Taylor Ross has this one. Here's the first possession for the Eagles, into the front court with McKinley Krueger. Holds up. Four fingers with the left hand, dribbling waist high with the right. They work at left corner. Here's a three, short, off the front rim, but an offensive rebound by McDaniel. Missing an opportunity close, gets it back, puts it up and in. Kenzie McDaniel, a couple of offensive boards and a stick back, and the Eagles out to a 2-0 lead. Minute 15 into the opening quarter. Rebounding should be a fun stat to watch throughout the course of this game. Here's Whitaker, left wing triple, left it short. And another offensive rebound, this time for Heron. Another second chance opportunity. Washington drives, bumped and fouled. And our first foul of the game comes at 6:32 left in the quarter. Believe they get Taylor Ross with this one, and they do. Here's Bussing to throw it in for the Chargers, right side of her own backboard. Still looking, trying to find a play to develop. Gets it into the backcourt here with Washington. To the free throw line with Heron. Left side, it's Clark. Nice ball fake. Steps into a shot. Partially blocked. And a rebound for Silver Lake. Kaybren Krueger nabs this one. Up the floor quickly. They dump it inside. Tipped away and a steal. Turnover by the Eagles. Here's Santa Fe Trail up the floor. Bussing coast to coast. Missed the layup. And then an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Sydney Whitaker. Nobody blocked out Whitaker. Didn't see her trailing in transition. And a 2-2 tie 2 minutes into this first quarter. Here's Heron defending here at the point for the Chargers. Here's a shot inside for Ross, and they get one to go. Taylor Ross for two. I think everybody touched it there. That possession for the Eagles. Ross with her first two. Now 4-2 Silver Lake at 5:41 to go in the quarter. Washington drives, rejected out of bounds. Good defense there by Kenzie McDaniel, the leading shot blocker for this Eagle squad. Last touch by McDaniel. So the Chargers will throw it in. Bussing, left side of her own backboard this time. Gets it into Whitaker. Back to Bussing in the left side in the corner. Washington a post touch. They kick it out. Clark for three. This one a little bit strong, but yet another offensive rebound. And then a steal for Silver Lake. Turnover by the Chargers. Good transition defense there by the Chargers to slow down a 3-on-2 break. Settling in to the front court. Here is Farmer, a three. Just grazing the side rim, no good. Rebound for Santa Fe Trail. Here's Bussing up the floor. Nobody got out for Clark, and she lays it in. Abby Clark ties the game at four apiece, 3 minutes in. Eagles and Chargers, first quarter action here at the 3A state tournament. The top seeds have all won the earlier games. Can Silver Lake be the fourth? There's a shot by Ross inside, just grazing the rim, no good. And now a tie-up inside. Good job there by Kenzie McDaniel to keep the possession alive as the rebound there was for Washington. And then the tie-up's going to keep it here with Silver Lake. Couple subs in. We'll see the freshman guard, Kaylin Haney, check in, who's played very well this season. And now here's a shot from the free throw line. It is good by Kaylee Dieter, who just checked in. They set it up for her, and Dieter knocks in a deuce from the free throw line and a 6-4 Silver Lake lead. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Whitaker, a drive in the paint, floater short, and McDaniel had it. Instead of letting it go out of bounds, she tried to grab the rebound, and it's off her fingertips and out. So the Chargers fortunate to keep this possession alive. Down 6-4 here, not quite to the halfway point of the first quarter. Here's Heron, guarded by McDaniel. A little turnaround is rejected by McDaniel. Her second block shot here in the quarter. Into the front court, Farmer. And now another steal. Eagles with their second turnover. This is Washington pushing the tempo. Little Euro step. Difficult finish with a heavy step and finish with the right hand. Kaylee Washington, her first deuce. We're tied 6-6. 4 minutes down and 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Thanks for listening here on KNZA. A lot of fun throughout the day. Day one, state basketball championships across the landscape. There's a hard drive and a lot of contact, no call, an air ball there for Farmer, and a rebound here for Heron. Chargers a chance to take the lead. This is Bussing with the basketball, point guard up to the top it goes. This is Clark driving, a little pull-up from the elbow, nearly banked it in, no good. A rebound for McKinley Kruger and Silver Lake. Kruger brings up the floor herself, stops on the left wing, up top to Haney. Long pass, right corner, Farmer a three. This one a little strong off the heel, but Haney right there for the rebound. Her floater, missing, gets her own shot, and is back up again and fouled, and will shoot two. So the freshman, Kaylin Haney, will have a chance here for two at the line. And the foul is against Sydney Whitaker, the first against the Chargers. Kaylin Haney, the 5'6 freshman, 68% at the free throw line this season. And she knocks in the first free throw. 7-6, Silver Lake. 3:17 to go, opening quarter. Sub in for the Chargers. We see Hallie Smith, the junior forward, checking in for Santa Fe Trail. And the second free throw for Haney is good. 2 for 2 there. She's got two. And that's a lead right now for Silver Lake. 8-6 at 3:15 to go in the opening period. Chargers into the front court with Bussing. Right side pass, it goes to Smith, who just checked in. Dribbles towards the corner. Hands it off on the wing. This is Banks, who just checked in as well. Left side, Whitaker driving, kicking right corner. Good close out there in defense by Dider for Silver Lake. Deflected pass out of bounds. And the Chargers keep the possession. They'll throw it in front of the Silver Lake bench. Back and forth we go here in the opening quarter. Quarterfinals here at the 3A State Basketball Tournament in Hutchinson. Bussing a drive. It is deflected out near the three-point line. Finally chasing down the miss is Dider for Silver Lake. Here's McKinley Kruger into the front court. Stops on the right wing. Haney now at the point. Left side chest pass. It goes to Dider. She puts it on the dribble. Gets to the paint. Now looking for McDaniel inside, and she had it knocked away on a steal. And now it's tipped around, and the Eagles get it back. So turnover v. turnover there. And here's a drive by Haney all the way, but she missed the layup. McDaniel grabbing the rebound, and then she is quickly tied up. Possession arrow back to Santa Fe Trail. Both teams have missed some bunnies here early. The Chargers will get it back on the alternating possession. 8-6, the Silver Lake lead at under 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Bussing, head of steam drive. Now it gets to the elbow with Heron, a jump shot rattled at home. Whitney Heron, a 5'7 junior on the board. An 8-8 tie with 2:05 to go in the first. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court. Haney a touch at the point. Lobs a pass into the corner. Here's a triple that is short. Tipped around. Haney nearly had it, but finally Santa Fe Trail comes away with it. As now pushing is Whitaker into the front court. Takes it all the way. Lost it inside. And it's gathered and put up and in by Hallie Smith. Chargers take the lead at 10-8 as we come up on the final 90 seconds of the opening quarter. Here's McKinley Kruger into the court at the point. Left side to Haney on the wing. They get it up top here to Cabrin Kruger. Back to Haney, left side. They reverse it right side now. This is Cabrin Kruger. Skips it to her cousin McKinley. Right back the other way. Here's another wide open three. It's an air ball tipped around. Chargers have the rebound. Here's a drive. Shot is rejected by Haney. Good defense there by the guard in transition. Haney works it into the front court here. Now Kruger inside. Shot is up, no good. Nice pass to Dider, and two free throws coming up for Kaylee Dider, the 5'8 junior. Santa Fe Trail foul against Kaylee Washington. That is her first. And the second team foul. Dieter to shoot two. First free throw a little bit strong. Kaylee Dieter, 3.5 points per game. She's a 71% free throw shooter, averaging over 3 rebounds per game as well. Asia Banks back into the game here, a senior off the bench for the Chargers. Dieter to shoot one more. She already has a bucket here in the first quarter. Now with 3 points, she makes the second. And a one-point game with under a minute to go here in the first. 10-9, Santa Fe trail. See how they want to play the final. Now 50 seconds here in the opening frame. Near side, Bregan Bussing with the basketball. 11 points per game on the season is yet to score here in the quarter. Deep three by Clark, grazing the front iron, no good. Dieter the rebound for Silver Lake. 35 seconds to go. They launch a pass up the floor looking for Worley, who had just checked in. A 5'4 guard, just not tall enough for that one. And the Eagles turn it over for a fourth time. Now the Chargers get it back with 32 seconds to go. And a chance to play for the final shot if they so choose, leading 10-9. Bussing long pass to Banks here, left corner. Now Clark on the wing, puts it on the dribble, 20 seconds to go. Bussing, no hesitation on a three, she drilled it. Bregan Bussing from downtown, a 13-9 advantage for Santa Fe Trail with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Haney behind the back dribble, now 7 seconds to work. Here's Kruger, left side, Dieter in the corner, 3 seconds, do they see the clock? Here's Worley, a drive, fading away, a deep three, no good. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Good start for the Chargers. The 6 seed from Santa Fe Trail leading the Eagles of Silver Lake here after one quarter, 13-9. Our coverage of the state basketball championships continue after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake, serving you, locally owned and operated for over 100 years. Proud to support Silver Lake Eagle Athletics. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Go Eagles!
For the past 30 years, Bussin Builders has been building quality homes built to last. Your local contractor for residential or commercial buildings, contact Marty at 785-817-7108. For your next building project, Bussin Builders Incorporated, proud supporters of Panther Sports.
Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Good start for the visitors from Santa Fe Trail as Silver Lake starts the second quarter with the possession. They get an easy look for Taylor Ross and she puts it in. Taylor Ross with 4. Silver Lake back to within 2. It's 13-11. There's a drive by Washington. Very aggressive there. Free throws coming up here for the KU softball commit, Kaylee Washington. Silver Lake foul against Cabrin Kruger. That is her first. Team foul number 2. This puts Kaylee Washington to the line to shoot a pair. 46% at the line throughout the season. That one's good. And she's got 3 in the game. Makes it 14-11. 7:42 to go until halftime. Second free throw by Washington. That is good. She's got 4. And a 15-11 Santa Fe Trail lead here early second quarter. Eagles into the front court. At the point, Cabrin Kruger with the basketball. Right side it goes to Farmer. Now into the corner, it's McKinley Kruger. Ross, a post touch. Shot up off the window. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Count it and the foul. Taylor Ross, great start here in the first half. A chance at a 3-point play. She's already got 6. And it's 15-13. Second foul on Sydney Whitaker, team foul number 3 for the Chargers. And Ross to shoot 1, 51.5% free throw shooter coming in. And she connects to capitalize on the 3-point play. 7 here in the first half for Taylor Ross. Asia Banks back into the game here for Santa Fe Trail. Eagles showing a little bit of pressure here in the full court. A one-point Santa Fe Trail lead at 15-14. 40 seconds into this second quarter. Now a whistle. A very light foul in the front court here. They get it on Cabrin Kruger. That is her second, and that's going to bring in Haney back into the ball game as Cabrin picks up her second foul. Not much to it, but the official blew the whistle anyway. One-point game, 40 seconds into the second quarter. 15-14, Santa Fe Trail. Chargers with the ball. Going from right to left here in the first half. Washington drives, now Banks. The elbow for Heron. Jump shot a little strong off the heel. And a rebound for the Eagles. That one corralled there by Farmer. Farmer into the front court. It's Cabrin Kruger. Gets it back to McKinley for three. Nothing but bottoms. McKinley Kruger from downtown. 38% clip behind the arc this season. Gives Silver Lake the lead back at 17-15. We're at 6:50 to go in this first half. Washington a hard drive on McDaniel. Missing the shot inside. Ross a rebound for Silver Lake. Nice box out and rebound. Using strong hands there to pull that one down. Here's Haney, head of steam into the front court, left side, another three. McKinley Kruger puts it down and a timeout on the floor. McKinley Kruger back-to-back triples and a 30-second timeout for Santa Fe Trail. The Eagles up 5 at 20-15, not quite 90 seconds into this second quarter. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Brandon Tabman here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. 3A state basketball. Seth Tollison helping us out back in our KNZA studios. It's been a long, grinding day. But how about this second quarter for Silver Lake? They were down four at the end of one. They are now up five. Back-to-back threes by McKinley Kruger. For Santa Fe Trail to burn a 30-second timeout to stop the bleeding. Into the front court now for the Chargers. It is Washington. Back up top to Bussing. Silver Lake going man-to-man here out of the timeout. 20-15 is their lead. Bussing had it knocked away. Good defense there by Farmer. Now Banks a touch left side on the wing to the free throw line. It goes to Heron. Heron one dribble right. Gets it to Bussing on the wing. Puts it on the dribble against Farmer. Gets to the elbow. Now kicked it back into the corner. And now a long two from the right wing. Misses everything but backboard. And another rebound for Taylor Ross. Momentum for Haney up the floor. Left side to Farmer. Driving little pull-up Jay. Gets three touches off the rim and it falls through. Mariah Farmer, her first basket. And it's now 22-15 Silver Lake. They're up seven. The first meeting back in January. The difference was the second quarter, and right now Silver Lake is dominating this second quarter. Another missed shot as Bussing missing a floater from the elbow, and now Silver Lake pushing again with a 22-15 lead. Here's Farmer, baseline drive, cut there, good defense by Clark, and then Clark knocked it away, but Silver Lake gets it back. Haney left side, McKinley Kruger, a three! You better believe it! How about it, McKinley Kruger? Three threes in the last 3 minutes, and Silver Lake is up 10. Not quite 3 minutes into this second quarter. It's the McKinley Kruger show here for Silver Lake. 9 points and three triples. Bussing drives in the paint, kicks it to Banks. Ball fakes left side, works to the top of the key. Now Washington has it in the corner. Dribbles around the arc from right to left, stops at the point. Banks an open try from the right corner, no good. And the rebound there for McKinley Kruger. Kruger on the dribble herself. Nice bounce pass. McDaniel for two, easy money. And another timeout for Santa Fe Trail. It is a full. The Eagles are soaring here in the second quarter. They are up 27-15. We'll step aside, and we're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 66 has been serving you since 2004, proudly supporting all Silver Lake athletics. For food, fuel, and more, contact 582-5428. Silver Lake 66. Celebrating with the Eagles, right off Highway 24 in Silver Lake.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you. Whether you're looking for new equipment or expanding your current operation, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake.
KNZA.
4:42 to go until halftime. Silver Lake soaring here in the second quarter. 18-2 is their advantage right now. McKinley Kruger has knocked in three triples, McDaniel has a bucket. Dieter's played well. Taylor Ross has played well. The Eagles with a 12-point lead here as we're coming up on the halfway point of the second quarter. Santa Fe trail. Chance, can they get one back? They do. An elbow jumper is good for Kaylee Washington. And she's got six. And a 10-point game now at 27-17 at 4:20 to go in this first half. Chargers out of the timeout. After that bucket, they settle back into a zone defense. Here's Haney, right side to Farmer. Right back to Haney, left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble, gets by a defender, and kicks it back. Here's Farmer. Inside, McDaniel shot, and good off the window. Too easy for Kinsey McDaniel on the right block. She's got 3 buckets and 6 points. And now a steal here by Silver Lake. And this is Farmer trying to get one and throws it away. Did not see the defender there. And now the Chargers trying to get up the floor, and they throw it away. 3 straight turnovers in the matter of about 15 seconds. And ultimately, the Eagles are going to get it back here with a 29-17 lead at 3:45 to go in the half. Brandon Dammond, Seth Tollison with you. Of course, tomorrow night, first round on the boys' side, we'll have the Perry LeCompton Cause in their first round at the state tournament. They take on Southeast of Saline. That's a 6 o'clock tip. And right as I say that, it's another 3 for Silver Lake. It's Kaylin Haney from downtown. It's 32-17, but Washington right back up the floor. Easy drive and do. She has 8, makes it 32-19. So the Eagles have been dominant here in this second quarter. Down 4 after 1. They lead it now by 13, and there's a block shot inside. Good defense by Heron for Santa Fe Trail. Now the Chargers pushing the tempo into the front court with Bussing. Driving, kicking left side. Slichter a 3. This one no good. Tipped around. McDaniel the rebound for Silver Lake. Gets it to Farmer. Far sideline up the floor. And stops in the front court. Gets it off to Haney here. Right back to Farmer. Left corner. Santa Fe Trail now man-to-man here. Here's Haney. 5 points here in the first half. Working on the dribble. Gets it back to Farmer. Curls to the elbow. Stops there. Left side pass. It goes to McKinley Kruger. She backs up, and she'll fire. And gets the kind touch. Are you kidding me? Hits the rim 4 times on a 3. Now 4 triples for Kruger. She has 12 in the game. It's 35-19, Silver Lake. The 3 ball is cooking for the Eagles. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. Santa Fe Trail now pushing it a little bit. Feeling the tide turning in favor of Silver Lake. Washington forcing a very tough shot through traffic. It's no good. A rebound for Silver Lake. Kruger, long pass up the floor. Farmer stops on a dime, puts it up and in. The toilet bowl spin is down for Mariah Farmer. She has 4. 37-19, Silver Lake cruising. And a missed shot in transition. McDaniel, another rebound. Now down to 1:43 to go in the half. Eagles walking it across with Haney from left to right. They have been cooking in this second period. Here is Dieter looking for McDaniel. Entry pass, beautiful, but missed the shot. Million-dollar move with a 10-cent finish. And a rebound to the Chargers in Washington. Washington's pass, it's taken away by McDaniel. Nobody was there. Another Chargers turnover. Haney in the paint, spins. Uh-oh, it's Kruger again. Not this time on a 3. That would have been her 5th of the quarter. McDaniel throws up a shot out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Silver Lake. Down to 71 seconds to go in this first half. Taylor Ross back into the game. Sarah Worley checks back in for Kyle Porter and company. Eagles will throw it in. McKinley Kruger will do so. She's been the story here in the second quarter. 4 threes and 12 points. Here's Haney at the free throw line. Splitting 2. Gets to the rack and a left-handed layup is beautiful. Kaylin Haney now with 7. 39-19. It is a 20-point lead for Silver Lake. Under a minute to go in the half. Just like the first meeting, the second quarter been the difference so far. Now another tip pass and another steal. And now the Eagles walking it across the timeline. 42 seconds to go. They can play for the final shot. Backing up is McKinley Kruger. Once a high ball screen, gets it from Dieter. She tries to drive all the way to the hoop, runs into 2 blue jerseys, and is fouled. Not been many fouls here in the first half. It's on the floor. And it's Sydney Whitaker, though, who picks up her 3rd foul. Kaylee Washington, who got a quick breather, has to come right back in for Whitaker. Just picked up her third foul. Team foul number 5 for Santa Fe Trail. 30 seconds to go here in the half. Here's Ross. Dumps it down inside. They set it up, and the layup is good for McKinley Krueger. 14 in the half, and it's a blowout right now at 41-19. 18 seconds to go here for the Chargers. Here's Washington, left side, works it back to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, Bussing right side on the wing. 10 seconds to go. She drives, lays it up and in. Nicely done there by Reagan Bussing, who has 5. 41-21, 3 seconds to go. Haney in the front court, 40 feet at the buzzer, just short. And that takes us to halftime. Incredible second quarter for Silver Lake, and they built a 20-point lead at 41-21. Halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that will help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust Truax Tree Service.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
An absolutely monstrous second quarter for Silver Lake. Down 4 at the end of 1 here against Santa Fe Trail. They explode for 32 second quarter points and outscore the Chargers 32-8 in the quarter. And just like that, from down 4 to up 20 here at the half, Silver Lake in control, 41-21, their lead here at halftime. Again, our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again, absolutely impressive second quarter, and that was the difference when these two teams met back in January on the 24th. It was a game, when I go back and look at the first meeting, which was a 55-36 Silver Lake win over Santa Fe Trail. They got out to a 9-0 start in the second quarter, outscored Santa Fe Trail 17-2 in the second quarter in the first meeting, had a plus-15 rebound margin as well, go on to win that game again, 55-36. Well, Santa Fe Trail, first 8 minutes of the game, they were certainly in control, led it 13-9 at the end of the first. But again, the second quarter in this meeting, all Silver Lake, and a real story of that is the shooting. Hot shooting, 16 of 33 from the floor. Is Silver Lake in the first half? They hit 5 triples. They were 80% at the free throw line, and it's because of McKinley Krueger. She hit 4 threes in the span of about 6 minutes in the second quarter. She led Silver Lake in the first half 14 points. She also had four rebounds, and the rebound numbers right now, 22-16 in favor of the Eagles as well. But let's run through some of these numbers. Again, Santa Fe Trail led 13-9 at the end of one, but a 32-8 advantage for the Eagles. They are now up 20 at 41-21. Again, mentioning McKinley Kruger, the leading scorer, 14 in the first half. Taylor Ross and Kaylin Haney each with 7 apiece. Haney also has 4 assists in the first half. Ross has 4 rebounds to go along with her 7 points. Mackenzie McDaniel, 6 points and 6 rebounds in the first half. Mariah Farmer had 4. Kaylee Dider finished with 3. For Santa Fe Trail, they got 8 in the first half from Kaylee Washington. They got 5 from Bregan Bussing. And then they got 2 apiece from Abby Clark, Whitney Heron, Sydney Whitaker, and Hallie Smith. Shooting-wise, for Santa Fe Trail, they were 9 of 32, 28% in the first half. They were just 1 of 8 from 3. They were 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And then again, shooting for Silver Lake, just shy of 49% from the floor in the first half, 16 of 33. They were 5 of 13 from 3, just under 39% there. They were 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Points in the paint, Silver Lake 18 to 12. Silver Lake 9-7 points off turnovers. Silver Lake also dominating second chance points 9-2. And the bench scoring as well 10-2 in favor of Silver Lake. Big halftime lead right now for the Eagles. 20 points at 41-21 here in this quarterfinals of the 3A state tournament. We'll step aside for another timeout. More halftime after this here on KNZA.
Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy next to the hospital in Holton.
Spring into summer with a new smile. Mitchell Dental is offering $1,000 off Invisalign treatment. Invisalign clear aligners aren't your grandma's braces. They straighten your teeth without all the wires and brackets cluttering your smile. And you can eat whatever you want during treatment, even carameled apples. Request your initial consultation at MitchellDental.com. That's MICHELDental.com.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics. Gambino's Pizza right off Circle Drive in Silver Lake wants you to get in on the action of Pizza Madness. The epic bracket matchup of Meat Cravers versus Chicken Alfredo Pizza. Go to the Gambino's Pizza Silver Lake Facebook page to vote for your favorite one. You may enter a chance for a free medium one-topping pizza, with the winner announced March 13th. Everyone that comments is eligible to win a $250 pizza party at the end of the Pizza Madness bracket. Gambino's Pizza in Silver Lake. Cheering on Silver Lake at State Basketball in Hutchinson. Go Lady Eagles!
KNZA.
Brandon Sam and Seth Donaldson with you. 3A state quarterfinals. Day number one wrapping up here tonight from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Getting the first three games tonight. Went to the higher seed. Top seed and number two ranked Phillipsburg. Got by eight seed Raleigh County. 40-27. Four seed and number six ranked Cheney. A 65-48 win over the five seed Eureka. Moving on. So Phillipsburg and Cheney. The first semifinal game on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then Silver Lake, if they can hold on here, would punch their ticket to the semifinals on Friday night at 6 o'clock. They would get Goodland, the number one ranked and two seed, the defending champs. The Cowgirls got a heck of a rally from Frontenac, but nonetheless, the Cowgirls winning it and holding on 53-48 over the 7 seed Frontenac to get to the semifinals, getting to 24-0, keeping their chance at a repeat championship alive. Nonetheless, a 32-8 quarter for Silver Lake has built them a 41-21 halftime lead. We'll take a final three-minute timeout, and we'll come back with the second half right after this from Hutchinson. Again, back after a timeout for the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 66 has been serving you since 2004, proudly supporting all Silver Lake athletics. For food, fuel, and more, contact 582-5428. Silver Lake 66. Celebrating with the Eagles, right off Highway 24 in Silver Lake. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Serving you, locally owned and operated for over 100 years. Proud to support Silver Lake Eagle Athletics. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Go Eagles!
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Damlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime coverage again presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brady Sam and Seth Allison with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Day one of the Class 3A Girls Basketball Tournament wrapping up. Silver Lake shot 13 of 18 in the second quarter. That's over 72%. They went from down four after one to up 20. 41-21 Silver Lake here as we start the second half. Appreciate all of our great sponsors here and our boosters throughout the course of the year leading us to all of our state championship coverage here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. So the winner of this gets Goodland, the defending champs, on Friday nights. And right now the Eagles in control with a 41-21 lead. We switch sides of the floor. Santa Fe Trail, the opening possession of the third quarter. They now go from left to right. And here we go. Back to it. Bussing into the front court near side. Picks it up on the right wing. They go up top here to Heron. Heron works it back to the right wing. Hands it off to Bussing right there. Cut off in the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense. And a turnover by Santa Fe Trail. Good defense again by Mariah Farmer, knocking that one away. And then it was last touched by Bussing's foot and out of bounds. Here is McKinley Kruger. 4 of 5 from downtown in the first half. 14 points to lead all scores. She has it at the top of the key. Bussing nearly knocked it away, but able to get it back here to Farmer. Works it back to the top of the key. 30 seconds into the second half. A 20-point Silver Lake lead. Ross inside. Blocked by Washington. Great defense by Washington. She wants to bring it up herself into the front court. Kicks it left to Bussing. Dives in. Her shot is no good. And a rebound for Farmer. Now Silver Lake trying to push the tempo a little bit. McKinley Kruger now slowing down. Works to the top of the key. Hands it off to Farmer. Here's Ross. A little baseline jumper. Missing the front iron, or missing off the front iron, I should say, and the Chargers get the miss. Now pushing into the front court is Whitaker. Now a shot is up and no good. Missed there by Heron from the right elbow. Another quick possession for the Chargers, and now the Eagles back the other way. Either team has scored here. First 15, or I should say 1:15 of this third period. 41-21, Silver Lake by 20. Here's Cabron Kruger. Up top it goes to Farmer. Dives into the paint. Behind the back dribble. Goes back to Cabron in the corner. Now looking inside. McDaniel too easy underneath. Kinsey McDaniel, 8 points. First bucket here of the second half. It's 43-21 Silver Lake. Chargers have had no answer really since the beginning of the second quarter as Washington throws up a tough shot in transition, or I should say, amongst the trees, no good. Gets her own miss, though, and the Chargers keep the possession. Here's Clark driving, kicking left. It's Whitaker in the corner. Works it to the elbow. Back to Clark in the corner. Baseline drive. Floater is short. And the rebound for McDaniel for Silver Lake, and then she throws it away. Clark comes away with the steal. Now Bussing straight on a deep three. It's an air ball. And the rebound catching and moving is McKinley Kruger. Here's Kruger still with the ball. Taking it all the way. Layup no good. A lot of body, but no call. And a rebound for Heron, and then she is fouled at 5:42 to go in the quarter. Silver Lake by 22. And it's Cabron Kruger who picks up her third foul. And the first foul on either side here in the second half. So that's going to call up Kaylin Haney back into the game, who had a good first half with 7. Also had 4 assists and just 2 turnovers. 22-point lead for Silver Lake early second half in this quarterfinal matchup at the 3A state tournament. Here is Whitaker, a corner three, missing off the front rim, and a rebound for Haney and pushing the tempo a little bit. The freshman wants to go coast to coast, and the shot is blocked from behind, but they're going to get Heron with the foul. That'll be her first, and Haney to shoot two. Haney, the 5'6 freshman, 2 for 2 at the line in the first half, 7 first half points. 4 assists, just 2 turnovers. Perfect at the line there. Makes that one. Now has 8 in the game. And a quick sub in for the Chargers. As Addie Slichter is back into the game, the freshman. Haney seconds. Butter. 4 for 4 at the line. She's got 9 points in the game. The lead up to 24 here for Silver Lake at 45-21. Not quite 3 minutes into this second half. Washington spinning, shot is up, no good off the window, and another rebound for McDaniel. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court, Starting it down inside to Ross. McDaniel block, little post move, missing with the left hand. Ross trying to get the offensive rebound. And bodies are tied up inside. Possession arrow keeps it here with Silver Lake. As Kaylee Dider checks back in here for the Eagles. Ross will get a breather. This will be McKinley Kruger to throw it in for Silver Lake. 5:01 to go, third quarter. It is all Silver Lake right now, leading 45-21. They were down four at the end of the first quarter. Kruger, another try. This would be her fifth, missing on a triple, but an offensive rebound by Farmer. And now there's a cuts and a dime and a finish as Farmer finds McKinley Kruger, who now has 16 to lead all scores. 47-21, Silver Lake, 4:45 to go, third quarter. Here's a drive, and Haney comes away with the pickpocket. Here's the freshman, two-on-two break, and lost it off her knee and out of bounds, and that's a Silver Lake turnover. Thought it was off a Chargers defender. It was not. 4:36 to go, third quarter. 47-21, Silver Lake by 26, trying to punch their ticket to a semifinal date with the defending champs in Goodland on Friday night. Second meeting between these two this season. Second quarter, the difference right now in both. There's a shot inside by Whitaker missing. And another rebound for McDaniel. McKinley Kruger back into the front court. Right side pass it goes. This is Farmer in the corner. Darts a pass to Haney, left on the wing. Nice ball fake in the lane. Floater with the right hand, missing strong off the iron. Out of bounds, and it'll stay here. Last touch underneath by Whitney Heron. Foul to the halfway point of quarter number three in a game that's been dominated by Silver Lake since the second. They don't pick up Haney. She's open. Left corner three, missing short. A rebound for Kaylee Washington. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 47-21, Silver Lake. Here's a three by Slichter. Left it short from the left corner. Tipped out of bounds. The last touched inside by McDaniel, so the Chargers will keep the possession. Trailing 47-21. Silver Lake, they were the top seed in the tournament last year. They lost their semifinal game against Goodland, and they're trying to get a rematch. Here's a three, a deep one by Sydney Whitaker. Knocks it down from the outside. She's got five, 47-24. Silver Lake by 23 at under now 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Eagles slowing up the tempo a little bit. Haney left side on the wing. Works it back to the point. Knocked away. Good defense by Whitaker. A near steal. Now this is Dider inside on the post. Fading away and finishing with the right hand. Kaylee Dider, a finesse finish. She has five. 49-24 Eagles at 3:10 to go. Washington drive. Shot is blocked by McDaniel, but a foul. Kaylee Washington trying to do everything she can to keep her team afloat. Good defense by McDaniel. They get her with a foul, though, and that is her correction. They get the foul, actually, on McKinley Kruger. That is her first. Kaylee Washington will shoot two. First free throw short. Kaylee Washington, a 5'10 junior, a Kansas softball commit, has 8 points here tonight, averaging 13.5 points per game during the season. Nearly 9 rebounds a game as well. Ross checks back in here. McDaniel gets a breather for Silver Lake. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. 49-24, now 49-25. As Washington hits the second free throw, she's got 9. Here's Haney into the front court for Silver Lake. Left side to Farmer on the wing. Haney back at the point up top. Chargers sitting in a 1-3-1 zone. Here's Farmer into the corner with Dider. Skips it to Haney. Bumped at the elbow. She is fouled. On the floor, they'll get Whitaker with her fourth. Here's Sarah Worley back into the game for Silver Lake, the 5'4 junior guard. And Slichter has to check back in as well for the Chargers here after Whitaker picked up her fourth foul. 2:52 to go in this third quarter. 49-25, Silver Lake in control. Here's Ross at the elbow, kicks it right into the corner with Kruger. Kruger works it back to the top of the key, now to the right wing. Nice hesitation dribble, gets by Butzing. Now Ross inside, fumbles it, picked up, and a steal. Turnover by Silver Lake. Butzing wants to go coast to coast. Her left-handed layup in transition is no good. Tipped around, and finally Ross pulls in the midst here for the Eagles. Long pass into the front court, McKinley Kruger. Now Dider lost it, but resetting up top here is Haney. Diving through defenders all the way to the rack. Jalen Haney with 11. The freshman guard, too easy, too slick between the paints. And 51-25 now the Silver Lake lead. 2:10 to go in this third quarter. Boy, how about a rematch potentially on the way for Silver Lake with Goodland last year's semifinal. Goodland went on to win the state championship. They won earlier tonight, and we could see very much so Silver Lake and Goodland again in a semifinal on Friday night. Chargers with the basketball, deflected pass out of bounds. Washington throws it in. This is Abby Clark back to Washington on the wing left. Drives in, kicks it to Banks in the corner. This is Clark at the top of the key. Now Smith, who just checked back in, a 17-footer, rolls off the rim, tipped around a little bit, and the offensive rebound for Washington. Skips it right side. This is Slichter along three. It's pure. Addy Slichter, a freshman from downtown. Very capable three-point shooter. Her 22nd made three of the year. 51-28, the Silver Lake lead. It now 90 seconds to go in the third. Ross at the elbow drives. Haney open a deep one. This is good. A three ball for Haney. 14 and her second triple. Silver Lake gets that one right back. 54-28 their lead. Just over a minute to go in this third quarter, and now they come away with a steal. Here's McKinley Kruger coast to coast, drawing the body and the foul. Washington picks it up. That is her second. An aggressive drive there in transition by McKinley Kruger. She'll shoot two. Both teams just three fouls apiece here in the quarter. Kruger hit four threes in the second quarter. She hits the first free throw here. She has 17 to lead all scorers. 75% free throw shooter coming in. 55-28. The Silver Lake lead. They are flirting with a potential running clock in the fourth quarter. Kruger hits the second. She's got 18. 56-28 with just over a minute to go, and the Chargers turn it over. Silver Lake's only loss this season was to Riley County on January 13th. They entered the state tournament 15 straight wins and about to make it 16 potentially, barring an incredible comeback by the Chargers. A minute to go in this third quarter. 56-28 Silver Lake. Goodland awaits the defending champs in the semifinals. Kenley Kruger a drive, missing through some contact, and a rebound for Santa Fe Trail. Washington midcourt puts it on the dribble, slicing and dicing through two to the rack, layup good. Kaylee Washington with 11, 56-30, the Silver Lake lead at 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Haney slow into the front courts, looks over at head coach Kyle Porter, wanting to play for the final shots. Chargers going man-to-man here. Haney continues to dribble down to 15 seconds, breaking away from the defender. That is Addie Slichter, and now Slichter picks the pocket of Haney in a steal. 9 seconds to go. Can the Chargers get a bucket here? Deflected pass, and they turn it over. 4 seconds to go. A couple bodies on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up with 3 seconds left. Possession arrow stays here with Santa Fe Trail, so they have it underneath their own bucket. With 3 seconds to go, Heron and Whitaker check back in here for the Chargers, and Kyle Porter's going to get McDaniel back in the game here. Clogging up the paint inside, trying to get a little bit more defense underneath to not make anything easy here. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. 26-point Silver Lake lead. Can the Chargers get one here? Throw it. Washington gets it at the point with a second to go. Driving shot is up. No good at the buzzer. And that takes us to the end of the third, where Silver Lake continues to dominate. And they are 8 minutes away from a return trip to the state championship semifinals. Our score after three quarters, Silver Lake 56, Santa Fe Trail 30. Back after a timeout here on KNCA.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
For the past 30 years, Bussin Builders has been building quality homes built to last. Your local contractor for residential or commercial buildings. Contact Marty at 785-817-7108 for your next building project. Bussin Builders Incorporated, proud supporters of Panther Sport.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Silver Lake, 8 minutes to go from punching that ticket back to a return trip to the state semifinals. 56-30, they lead Santa Fe Trail here in their quarterfinal. Haney, why not for three? Not this time, missing off the front rim. Rebound for the Chargers. They work it into the front court here with Whitaker. Into the right corner it goes, now gets it back on the right wing. Long skip pass to the top of the key with Washington. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, Silver Lake by 26. Here's a three, left corner, it is good. Banged home by Hallie Smith. And Smith now with five in the game, makes it 56-33. 45 seconds into this final quarter. Now Farmer will try to answer a three of her own, missing. Rebound for Washington and Santa Fe Trail. Washington, nice ball fake, drives, lays it in. And a timeout for Kyle Porter. Early buckets here by the Chargers. And it is a 30. It's now a 56-35 Silver Lake lead. A minute into this fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. Broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Brandon Tabman courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Tollison putting in a long day's work, keeping us locked in and on the air. Appreciate his hard work back in our KNZA studios. Don't forget tomorrow night, boys' side of the bracket, quarterfinal matchups. Perry LeCompton, the seventh seed in the field, taking on the two seed southeast of Saline. They play at 6. We will have coverage just shy of 6 o'clock tomorrow night for the boys' first-round game. It'll be the Cause and southeast of Saline. Right now, Silver Lake girls up 56-35 with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Chargers back-to-back buckets to force Kyle Porter to call a quick 30. Here's Haney at the free throw line, spins on a double, and that's Cabrin Kruger, but she's called for a travel. Eagles turnover. Haney comes out, so back into the game. As quickly, McKinley Kruger checks back in for Silver Lake. Into the front court, this is Whitaker. Guarded by Farmer. She'll go coast to coast. Not today, as McDaniel says no thank you. A rejection out of bounds with the left hand and a smile to boot. Probably 4 blocks now in the game for McDaniel. 21-point lead for Silver Lake at 6:37 to go. Chargers with the basketball. At the elbow here, this is Heron. Now they get it back to the right corner with Smith. Works it back to the wing, up top to Washington. Washington puts it on the dribble, gets through two, and on McDaniel, not a smart play there, is another great challenge by McDaniel, forcing a tough shot and an easy miss. Here is McKinley Kruger back into the front court for Silver Lake. 2 minutes into this fourth and final quarter, 56-35. The Eagles in front of the Chargers. Here's Cabrin Kruger, drives, gets underneath, bouncing it to Farmer, shot is up and good, nicely done. Assist for Cabrin Kruger. And Farmer now with 6, her first points of the second half, makes it 58-35. Here is Smith, a right corner triple, left it short, quick trigger, no good. A rebound for Cabrin Kruger. 2-on-1 break here for Silver Lake. She'll go coast to coast, does it herself. Cabrin Kruger for 2. Her first basket tonight makes it 60-35. Back-to-back buckets by the Eagles, trying to leave no doubt in this one, with just under 5.5 minutes to go. Now there's a lost pass and another turnover by the Chargers. Bouncing it to Farmer over two defenders, missing inside, a whistle and a foul. And I think it's on the rebound attempt against Silver Lake. And they get Kenzie McDaniel with her second foul. Abby Clark checks back in here for Santa Fe Trail. Silver Lake leading 60-35 with 5:19 to go in the game. They were down four at the end of one, but hung up 32 points in the second, took a 20-point lead at the half. They have not looked back as Washington misfires on an elbow jumper. Rebound, Silver Lake. 3 minutes down and five to go from Silver Lake meeting Goodland once again in a state championship semifinal on Friday night. Nice backdoor cut. Krueger to Krueger, and this time it was Kay Brenda McKinley, and McKinley's fouled, and she'll shoot two. Checking the foul for Santa Fe Trail. They get Asia Banks with her first. First free throw is good for McKinley Krueger. What a night she has had. 19 in the game. She is perfect at the line, 3 for 3. It is now 61-35. Free throw is good. What a night for McKinley Krueger. Now it's 20. 62-35, Silver Lake with 4:50 to go in the game. Washington, waist-high dribbles into the front court, stops the dime, kicks it right. This is Clark, now drives. Now Bussing gets it back on the right wing. Guarded heavily by Farmer. Silver Lake going man-to-man here. Good kick, three ball left wing. Whitaker knocked it down. Sydney Whitaker, her second triple. She has 8 in the game. Makes it 62-38 with 4.5 minutes to go. Eagles can certainly slow down this pace. Run some offense here, waste some time. Here is Dider, a little pull up. Got it with the right hand. Nicely done. Haley Dider now with 7. 64-38 Eagles. Coming up on the halfway point of this fourth and final quarter. Washington drives, had it stripped away by Dider, and Dider picks it up. Nice steal by Kaylee Dider, and a turnover by Santa Fe Trail. Just past the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Eagles in control, 64-38. They've been flirting with the running clock, but the Chargers have done everything they can to keep that from happening to this point. McDaniel inside, shot is up through two blue jerseys, a lot of contact, and there's the whistle and the foul. Kaylee Washington picks up her third. This puts Kenzie McDaniel. Been kind of quiet tonight, the leading scorer and rebounder. First trip to the line for her, 8 points. First free throw is good. 55% at the line during the season. Now 9 in the game. 65-38, the Silver Lake lead at 3:42 to go. McDaniel, the junior, already a Division I offer from Abilene Christian. She hits the second free throw. She's got 10. 66-38, Silver Lake at 3:40 to go in the game. Good season for the Chargers, the Santa Fe Trail, the Pioneer League champs, as the three ball is missed from the top of the key. Chasing it down is Whitaker. She is tied up near the right elbow. Possession arrow keeps it here with the Chargers. Haney back into the game here for Silver Lake. As Cabrin Krueger gets the breather. Down to 3:29 left in this game. Silver Lake in control. And the Chargers turn it over. Lost on the inbounds pass there by Heron underneath their feet and out of bounds. And the Chargers turn it over. Silver Lake 66, Santa Fe Trail 38. A deuce here for the Eagles would force a running clock the final 3+ minutes. Here is McKinley Krueger. Hands it off to Worley. Dider curls, lays it in. Kaylee Dider with 9 and a timeout for Silver Lake. A 30-point lead or running clock will be in effect the rest of the way. It's all Silver Lake with 3:09 to go. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this here on KNZA.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you. Whether you're looking for new equipment or expanding your current operation, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake.
Spring into summer with a new smile. Mitchell Dental is offering $1,000 off Invisalign treatment. Invisalign clear aligners aren't your grandma's braces. They straighten your teeth without all the wires and brackets cluttering your smile. And you can eat whatever you want during treatment, even carameled apples. Request your initial consultation at MitchellDental.com. That's MichelDental.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We'll have a running clock, the final 3 minutes and 9 seconds of this state quarterfinal matchup. Silver Lake dominant from the second quarter on. They lead it 68-38. Some subs are in now for Silver Lake. Sarah Worley is back into the game. Taylor Zortel is in as well. As Kyle Porter has gone to the reserves. Elena Brewster, Julia Seeley also in the game as well. As Silver Lake's going to run out the final 3 minutes and move on to the semifinals Friday night. Chargers with the basketball out of the timeout. The shot is up from the free throw line. It's good by Hallie Smith, who has seven. 68-40, under 3 minutes to go. This is Sarah Worley into the front court here. Waistline dribbles with the right hand. Gets it up top here to Ella Boland, sophomore forward, also in the game here for Silver Lake. And a turnover as the Chargers come away with a steal coast to coast. And a shot is no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to put Sydney Whitaker to the line for Santa Fe Trail. Clock moving again. No, I take that back. They have stopped the clock here. The foul was on Zortel, her first. Whitaker missing the first free throw, and now Santa Fe Trail will roll in some reserve players as well. So again, 2:32 left in this game. Silver Lake by 28. 68-40, the current score. Whitaker at the line for one more. And she banks it home. One for two trip there. Whitaker with nine. 68-41 Eagles. Under 2.5 minutes to go in this game. Here is a long three quickly thrown up there by Seeley. It's off the iron. A rebound for Sky Smith for the Chargers junior guard into the game. She'll drive, kick it right. Long two on the way. It's an air ball. And a rebound for Silver Lake as Seeley has that one. 2:05 and counting left in this game. And now Seeley tries again from deep NBA range, just grazing the iron short. Chargers get the rebound. Now the Chargers push it into the front court here with Cammie Whitaker. Now another deep three that is missed by Sydney Whitaker. Silver Lake pushing the tempo. They get it to Bolin up the floor. Shot no good, but a foul. 1:44 to go. Foul on Santa Fe Trail, and this puts Ella Boland, 5'10 sophomore, to the line here for Silver Lake. 68-41 is their lead. Boland appearing in her 13th game of the year, and she hits the first free throw. Asia Banks checking back in here for Santa Fe Trail. Boland will shoot one more. Didn't shoot a lot of free throws this season, but goes 2 for 2 here. 70-41 Silver Lake with under 2 minutes to go. Here is Banks, who just checked in, pulls up left side, a 19-footer, nearly banked home, but it's off no good. A rebound for the Eagles, running out the clock here. 90 seconds to go, they're up 29. Here's Boland at the point. Goes into the corner, Worley tries, short on a triple. An offensive rebound, though, gathered by Brewster, and then she is tied up by Banks. Possession arrow will stay with Silver Lake. So they're not enforcing the running clock anymore. They have been stopping it here for the last 45 seconds or so, although it got to a 30-point game here in the fourth quarter. Nonetheless, Silver Lake's going to win this game. Here's Boland. Nice ball fake. Drives in the paint. Good kick. Here's Worley. Now she'll drive. Floater. Good. Sarah Worley into the books with a deuce in the paint. 72-41 Silver Lake with just over a minute to go. Here's a drive and kick. This is Cammie Whitaker for three, misfiring. Offensive rebound, though, by Sky Smith. Keeps it alive here for the Chargers. Well, the Chargers will end this season with three losses, two of which are going to be to Silver Lake. And a shot out of bounds, and Silver Lake gets it back with 47 seconds to go. Their only other loss, Osage City back in December. But a great year, nonetheless, for Santa Fe Trail, as they made a return trip to state for the first time since 1998-1999. They will be ousted, though, by the Eagles here in the first round. 35 seconds and rolling. 72-41 Silver Lake. Reserves in for both teams. Here's Seeley with the basketball. Right side pass to Worley. Worley saves it from going out of bounds. Hounded down the far side by Flichter. Now Flichter deflects it beyond midcourt, but chasing it down is Worley. Final 19 seconds. Works it back across midcourt. The Santa Fe Trail calls off the dogs here. 10 seconds to go. They will back it out. Silver Lake, unbelievable from the second quarter on, and they cruise to the semifinals for another season and a rematch with the undefeated and defending champs Goodland looming large on Friday night. Quarterfinal score, quarterfinal final score, let's put it that way. Silver Lake big, 72-41 over Santa Fe Trail. And our postgame show is next, and it's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Silver Lake is on. Big win in the first round here tonight. We'll recap it when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
One final time tonight as day one of the Girls Class 3A State Basketball Tournament is complete. And for the Eagles of Silver Lake, a date with number one ranked and two seed and defending champs, Goodland waits Friday night in a semifinal. As Silver Lake dominant over Santa Fe Trail tonight in the final first round game, 72-41. Brandon Tamman with you, Seth Tollison in studio one final time as we wrap up our broadcast. And give credit to Santa Fe Trail. They had a heck of a season, but it comes to an end here tonight. They led by four over Silver Lake at the end of the first quarter. But Silver Lake did not mess around in the second quarter. They shot 72% from the floor, 13 of 18 to be exact, and they were 5 of 7 from 3 in that quarter. They outscored Santa Fe Trail 32 to 8 in the second. They would go on to outscore Santa Fe Trail 63 to 28 after the first quarter. Eagles soaring big, 72-41 again the final score. Let's dive into some of the numbers here, and we'll start some of the individual totals. And McKinley Kruger leading the charge for the monster night for Silver Lake. She had 20 points and 6 rebounds. She added 4 assists and no turnovers in 28 minutes. She was 6 of 11 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3, 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Elsewhere, double-digit scoring nights from the freshman guard, Kaylin Haney. She had 14, 4 assists as well and 4 rebounds. And then also a double-digit night and a near double-double for Kinsey McDaniel. She finished with 10 points, 9 rebounds, and officially 3 blocks and a couple of steals. They also got 7 points from Taylor Ross. They got 9 from Kaylee Dider. They got 6 from Mariah Farmer. They got 2 apiece from Sarah Worley. Also, Cabrin Kruger and Ella Bolin getting into the books as well. Santa Fe Trail finishing their year with a record of 21-3. They had 13 in the game from the junior KU softball commit, Kaylee Washington. She had 13 points and 9 rebounds. She had a couple assists as well. She was 5 of 15 shooting and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. They got 9 points from Sydney Whitaker. She was 2 for 4 from 3-point range. They got 5 from Bregan Bussing. They got 3 points from Adeline Slichter. They got 2 points from Whitney Heron. They also got 2 points as well from Abby Clark. Some of the other numbers in this game, the rebound numbers, Silver Lake the advantage there at 41-31. Santa Fe Trail committed 14 turnovers in the game. Silver Lake committed 11 turnovers in the game. Silver Lake defensively 11 steals. Points in the paint dominated by the Eagles, 32-16 were the numbers there. 15-8 the advantage for Silver Lake in points off turnovers. 13-8 the advantage for Silver Lake in second chance points. And the bench scoring as well, big for Silver Lake, 27-10 in bench scoring. There were 4 ties and 2 lead changes, but from the second quarter on, it was, again, McKinley Kruger who had the big night and hit 4 threes in the second quarter. And that was the difference in the game as they were able to comfort Cruz in the second half and punch their date to the semifinals on Friday night. It's now time to announce our player of the game, our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And, well, if you've been listening to the post game here, I think it's pretty easy. McKinley Kruger, again, is going to be our player of the game here tonight on KNCA. 20 points to lead all scorers. She added 6 rebounds, 4 assists, couple of steals. She had 0 turnovers. She was 6 of 11 shooting, 4 of 6 from downtown, and perfect at the line. 4 for 4. By the way, as a team, Silver Lake, they were 14 of 15 at the free throw line. They finished 6 of 21 from 3-point range. So McKinley Kruger, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So let's update the bracket. Silver Lake gets a rematch with undefeated and the defending champs, Goodland Cowgirls, on Friday night at 6 o'clock. This was the same matchup last year in one of the semifinals. Goodland won, would go on to win the state championship. Silver Lake, again, drop into that third-place game where they won that third-place game over Nickerson. But, again, we'll get a rematch with Goodland and Silver Lake Friday night at 6 o'clock. We will have that game for you right here on KNZA. And then the top seed and number 2-ranked Phillipsburg, also undefeated at 24-0. They will get 4-seed Cheney in the other semifinal. So 2 o'clock on Friday, Phillipsburg against Cheney in the first semifinal. And then 6 o'clock, we'll have this one for you, Silver Lake and Goodland with a trip to the state championship on the line for Saturday. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here. I want to thank everyone involved. Seth back in studio. Thanks again. We got a lot coming your way. Of course, tomorrow night we switch sides. Boys first round games. We'll have the third matchup. Perry LeCompton is here, and the Cause, the 7 seed, getting a top 2 team in the state and southeast of Saline. So the Cause of the Trojans on the boys' side in the first round tomorrow night. We'll have that game just shy of 6 o'clock right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So, again, the Silver Lake girls victorious tonight, big-time fashion, 72-41. They move on. They get the defending champs in Goodland for a second consecutive year in the semifinals here in Hutchinson. So, again, want to thank Seth back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Everyone involved, our coverage of state basketball tournaments will continue throughout the day tomorrow. You can stay up to date online over at mscsports.net, but it is cleared out here. About 5 people left, and I'm one here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Thanks again to Seth in studio. Final score, one final time. Silver Lake moves on. 72-41, their victory in the first round here tonight over Santa Fe Trail. For Seth in studio, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the boys' quarterfinal with Perry LeCompton and Southeast of Saline that tips off at 6. Until then, have a good rest of your night. Thanks for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.